The Gemara Masechta Yevamot Daf Yud Aleph on the base teaches us that we're going to learn a din in a Mishnah. If somebody died without children and he left two wives, Achz K'sher V'Achz P'sula. So the Mishnah teaches us Chayilus L'P'sula. If he's going to do Chalitza, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says Chayilus L'P'sula. He should do the Chalitza on the woman who's Pasul. From Hay Miyabim, but if he's going to do Yibim, Miyabim L'K'shera. Do the Yibim on the K'shera. And the Gemara goes through a Shakl V'Tarya, exactly what is that Mishnah teaching us. And the Gemara concludes that La'olam K'shera K'shera La'alma. What the Mishnah there means to say is that the woman who the Mishnah is identifying as K'shera is a woman who is kosher. She never was a grusha. She was never a chalutza. And therefore she's a woman who may marry a kayin. And psula, and a woman who's psula, means psula la'alma, is a woman who already has a previous disqualification to kahuna because she was a grusha once already or a chalutza once already. And the Gemara continues, udaka amrit, and the fact that you said kivan to the day, chazya, as far as this brother who's coming to do yibun chalitza, who's not a kayin, my nafkalei minya, it makes no difference what is the personal status of these women. Says the Gemara, this Mishnah is teaching us a halacha that Rabbi Yosef taught us. Mishum de Rabbi Yosef, it's coming to teach us a halacha that Rabbi Yosef taught us. Damer Rabbi Yosef, kan shana Rabbi. Here Rabbi teaches us the halacha. La yishbech adam meiboyoy v'acherim tzrichem lahem. A person has no right to spill out the water in his pit when others need that water. In other words, if you're going to do chalitza, says the Mishnah, according to Rav Yosef's interpretation, do chalitza on the woman who's already anyway a chalitza. Because by doing chalitza on the woman who's already a chalitza, she's already pasul to kayin. If you're going to do chalitza on the woman who's a ksheira, you're now going to have a woman who till now might have been able to marry a kohen, and now will not be able no longer to marry a kohen, and therefore avoid doing something like that. And essentially, as the Mefarshim point out, what this Mishnah is teaching us is the halacha about tashchis, to take something which is valuable and ruin it is prohibited. So I saw that the Sukkah Stavit asks, so two questions. If this is included in the Isra about Tashchis, so shouldn't the Mishnah have said that that's what it means? Why does the Gemara use this new language of Kashan Rebbe Lo Yishbach Odomei Boiroi V'Acherim Tzrichim Lahem? And furthermore, if it's included in the Isra about Tashchis, so that's what he should have said. Why does he use this new terminology? So the Sukkah Stavit explains that we're learning a very important halacha. The Gemara here is teaching us how far the halacha about tashchis goes. Because statistically, most of the world are not kohanim. So the chance that this woman who's now receiving chalitza will one day end up being possibly wanting to marry a kohen and not being able to is a very low statistical probability. Still, we're learning, says the Sukkah Stavit, how far the Isser about Tashkas goes and how far we need to be concerned for it, even though there's such a low probability. And in fact, as I saw, the Meiri teaches us Kol Adam, in explaining this Gemara, Kol Adam Shiyoch Lizor, Shaloi Lahabus, Psul Vehezek Libriyos, Yasa. Whatever a person can do to avoid that other people should have any damage is our obligation to do so. And that's what he says the Gemara means, La Yishbach. Of course, that is not, that's only when it's somebody else who may receive damage and I have no gain. However, says the Miri, let's say here again in the case where we have these two wives, one is a woman who's already previously a grusha chalutza, and one is a woman who is not previously a grusha chalutza, and this yavam is not a kohen, so he could do yibum in either of the two wives. Here, says the Meiri, he's not obligated to do yibum in the wife, in the woman who's a psula, and leave the woman who's a ksheira kosher. Why? Because, explains the Meiri, he doesn't have to marry the woman he doesn't want to marry just because it will save, it will be better perhaps for someone else. And, in fact, I saw that the Beis Shmuel says that if he did do chalitza on the woman who's kosher, he's put into chayrim. From hisubai, and if he was warned not to do this, malkrasai, we give him malkus. Why? All for the same reason. Because by doing something like this, hurting someone with no personal gain is a terrible avera and is unacceptable. In fact, I saw that Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein quotes a very interesting story. He says, one time when Reb Aaron Kotler came to visit Eretz Yisrael, he took a taxi. He was in Tel Aviv, and he took a taxi from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. And there were empty places in this taxi. So Reb Aaron Kotler Zatzal told the taxi driver that as they're driving on the road, if they'll see a Jew who wants a ride to Yerushalayim, he should pull over and pick up the Jew. And it was in a time, as unfortunately has been too often in Israel, a time of concern for terrorist threats. And the driver and Rev Shimon Zlesnik, who was also in the car with Reb Aaron, they said, why are you not concerned that you may be picking up someone who could be a terrorist? So he said, Reb Aaron answered, I'm more concerned with the Gemara that we just quoted, this Gemara Masechta Yevamah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that Lo Yishbach Adam Meboirei V'Cheirim Tzrichim Lahem, that if I have empty room in the taxi, and I'm paying for a full taxi anyway, that is more of a concern to me than any terrorist threat. How much Chazal and our Gedolim, we see from here how seriously our Gedolim took this issue about Tashchis, of not wasting anything. So if we speak about the Isser about Tashchis, the din about Tashchis is based on a pasuk in Parashas Shoftim, Tvarim Chof Yotesh. The pasuk says, Ki sotzar ir, if you go on battle with a city, lo sashchis es eitzoy lindov olav garzon, you have to be careful not to cut any of down the trees. Ki mimenu soichel, the trees are here for us to eat from. V'oysa loy tichrosh. And you may not cut down from that tree. And the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, quotes this halacha. Ein kotzin ilonei macho, shechutz l'medina. One may not cut down trees that give fruit. Ve moinem amas hamayim. Nor may we cut off the supply of water, kedei shiyapshu, in order that the trees should dry up. Shenemar, lo sashchis es eitzah.
and continues the Rambam v'kol ha-koytzitz, and if one is over this lav, loiker. V'loi b'motza b'lvat, and says the Rambam, this halacha is not only when one is in battle, b'kol mokim, under any circumstance, kol ha-koytzitz ila machal derech hashchosa, if somebody cuts a tree in a way just to ruin the tree, loiker. Avil, continues the Rambam, one may cut down the tree if it's doing damage to other trees, or it's doing damage to other fields, or because it's expensive, it's more worthwhile cut down than standing. The Rambam in Halacha Yud says, this halacha doesn't only apply to trees, I'll call him Shabab Kalim, anyone who breaks Kalim, the Karei Begodim, or tears clothing, for Hiris Binyan, or destroys a building, for Sois Samayan, or closes up a spring of water, or Mavid Macholois Derish Aschosoi, or he ruins food in a way that just ruins the food for no good purpose, over Belois Ashkos, he's over the Slav, Ve'en like Elamakas Madis Medivrain. But the Rambam points out that if one did this, he's only going to get Malkus Midrabanan, Malkus Midraisa. And I saw that the Steichemet in Mareches Habeis, both in Simen Yudzayin, and then again quite extensively later in the Mareches Habeis, has a very, very long discussion if the Isser about Tashvis is Isser Deraisa or Isser Derabonim. Because he wants to say, Poshup Shad in the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam's opinion is that Baal Tashchis is only a deraisa. The Baal Tashchis is only a deraisa when cutting down a tree, not when cutting down anything else. And not in the other examples, because in the other examples, the Rambam says that it's only going to be Makis Derabonim. But after a very long discussion in the Steichemet, this is in Simen Mem Zayin particularly, after a long discussion, going back and forth, and is the style of the Steichemet, he says that even the Rambam agrees that it's an Issur Deraisa. Why does the Rambam say that for all other situations, besides the situation of cutting down a tree, one gets the Rabbanan, one's over an Issur Derabanan? He says, because in all the other situations, he explains, that isn't explicit in the Torah. Furthermore, it's a lav shebeklolus. It encompasses many different situations. So since it's not beferish in the Torah, and it encompasses so many different situations, that's why it's not, the Rambam says there's only Makis Derabanan. But he does not mean to say in any way that the Rambam doesn't mean, and he says clearly that's Tosfos' opinion, that the halacha is that it's a daraisa. He does quote a Rosh, that the Rosh says that he has a raya that Baal Tashchis is only an Issa Derabonim, because we find throughout Shas a common concept that we find many times throughout Shas, and that's the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So he says, if the Rosh says about Tashchis were the Raisa, how can we say Hefker Bezdin Hefker? How can we ever say Hefker Bezdin Hefker when we're ruining, we're taking something that belongs to somebody and making it Hefker? But the truth of the matter is, as he himself says, and others say so as well, it's not really a compelling raya. The Rosh's raya is not really a compelling raya. Because although, indeed, it involves
Bal Tashchis, Hefker Bez than Hefker. Number one, it's a situation of Sheval Taisa. And furthermore, as much as Bal Tashchis is an issue, that doesn't mean that one, that Kavod HaMakom doesn't come before Kavod Hashem, before everything else. And if Bezdin saw, for whatever the situation is, that they need to make Hefker Bezdin Hefker, certainly they understood that that is what's required, even if it is in a situation of Bal Tashchis. And therefore, that should be a riot that Bal Tashchis is only the rice, is only the Rabbanon, that is not really a great raya. Similarly, I saw a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. This is a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Gimel Simen Mem Hei, where he discusses an interesting question. He says, there's somebody traveling from Paris to London. And in Paris, at least apparently when this tshuva was written, this goes back many years, but when this tshuva was written, apparently in Paris, there wasn't Pas Yisrael available. And therefore, this person, even though he was an individual who normally was makbid on Pas Yisrael, had bread with him that he bought, bread, cake, whatever, that he brought in Paris, and now was going to bring it to London. And in London, there was Pas Yisrael available. So the question is he allowed to let that bread or cake get spoiled and inedible, and therefore not eat it because he now has Pas Yisrael available? Or is there a concept about Tashchis? Along the same line, like we've been learning in our Shir, or we have a concept through our Shas, of Atayr Chosso Amamoinam Shi Yisrael. So he says that certainly, even if one holds Bal Tashchis is a derabbanon, but even if you hold it's a deraisa, still he says one is allowed to leave this product to spoil. Number one, he says, here it's particularly less of a shaila. The reason why here it's particularly less of a shaila is because of the situation of Sheval Taisa. The person isn't actively being mashkis the product that he has. He's just leaving it to spoil. But even, he says, in a situation where the person would actively be destroying something which is edible, and he says, even if you hold Bal Tashchis is an Issa Daraisa, he brings a raya that when it is in the sense of doing a mitzvah, there is no problem about Tashchis. He speaks about the following situation. He speaks about, we know that Erev Pesach, before Pesach, we have to do Bedikas Chametz and we have to do Bir Chametz. And the halacha is that one has to do Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz even on foods which are only Asa Midrabanan. Or he quotes a Mishnah Masecht Midas in Perek Beis and Mishnah Midas, that if a Kohen overslept in the Beis HaMikdash, they had the right to even burn his clothing. So again, oversleeping is not appropriate, but how could oversleeping be considered allowed? How could one burn somebody's clothing? The terrible situation about Tashchis, because he overslept. So he says this concept, the concept of Kvod HaMakom. Anytime somebody's doing it because he wants to fulfill a mitzvah, he wants to fulfill a mitzvah min hamufchor, even like the examples we give, even if pas, that's not Pas Yisrael, could be 100% kosher, but this person wants to be machmer, to be only use Pas Yisrael, so he has every right, especially Sheval Taisa, or even not the Sheval Taisa, to do so. And similarly, I saw a tshuva, similarly, I saw a tshuva from Rav Menashe Klein in the Shilos of Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas. This is a tshuva in Chelek Hay Simen Reish Tes, where he also discusses the, we know, we learned the Gemara fairly recently in Masechta Moed Katan about doing Kriya when one Rachmano Tzlan is an Oval. And the question is, when one does Kriya, he could be possibly tearing a good suit. So if we learn, and he has a lengthy discussion about this, that the mitzvah of Kriya is a mitzvah sasei, so then we could say that the mitzvah sasei of Kriya is doicha, the mitzvah loy sasei of Baltashkes. But he says it seems that it is the opinion of most poskim that Kriya is not a mitzvah sasei, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So again, the question is, how could the mitzvah derabbanan of Kriya, of tearing one's clothing, be doicha the loisa say of Baal Tashchis? But again, it's the same concept that we've been discussing. The concept is that if Chazal taught us that there is a mitzvah, albeit a mitzvah derabbanan, to do Kriya, so once there's a mitzvah to do it, there's no concern that when one is doing that mitzvah, he's being over Baal Tashchis. And actually, it's really something that the Rishonim discuss in our Masechta as well, later in the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. When the Gemara has the sugya of Lois Tiskaidu, hopefully Mitzvah Shem, we're going to discuss that sugya in coming Shurim, the Gemara says that the Pasha Pshat in the Pasik is Dom Rachmana Loisasu Chabura Alamesh. And Tosfos asks the question that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samaches tells us that Rabbi Kiva was hitting himself when Rabbi Eleza passed away until there was blood coming from his body. And the question is, how could he do so if our Gemara teaches us Leisasa Chabura Alameis? So one Teretz Tosfos suggests is that the Issa of Lasas Chabura Alameis is only when one is done Derech Srita. If he makes a cut, he'd make a cut in his body. Another Teretz that Tosfos offers is that he didn't do it because of the person who passed away. He did it because of the Torah that left the world. And in fact, the Paiskim quote this in Yerudea, in Simen Kofpei, in Hilchas Avelis, that even though one is not allowed to make a Chabur Alameis, if it's done because of the Tsar on the Torah that's lost, it's Mutter. But ask the Aruch Lener, even if Tosfos gave us two reasons why this doesn't fall into the category of Loisasu Chabura Alameis, but what about the issue about Tashchis? That he's ruining his body, or he's ruining his clothing, how is that not dealt with? So, one teretz is that Rabbi Kiva didn't intend to do this. He just was so in anguish, and he was hitting himself, and ultimately this happened, but that it was unintentional. But the Aruch Lener says that whenever there's a purpose in doing something, there's no Baal Tashchis. So if this was the way Rabbi Kiva was showing Kavod HaMeis, or this was the way Rabbi Kiva was showing Kavod HaTorah, then there is no issue about Tashchis. So we learn here a very important concept, and that is, as serious as Baal Tashchis is, it's not at the expense when one is doing a mitzvah.